Hi, everybody, and thank you for tuning in again to this podcast. I apologise last time, and that was back in September for lag content, and I'm slowly dwindling, aren't I? I know that people do listen to this podcast occasionally, and I can see that from the listen numbers, which is great, and I do apologise. But what I wanted to talk about in this one was COVID level two, and or version two, whatever you want to call it. But you'll probably hear not a lot, really. If I sit in my office and be quiet for a minute, there's no noise. And that's because I'm sat in the office and here we are in version two, slightly different to the last lockdown. And we have kept the office open every day, but to follow guidelines, we've restricted the contact of everybody in the office. So we've got a sign on the door saying basically you're not allowed in. We can come out to you, but we're not allowed in. And we're keeping myself, Jamie and Sophie apart as much as we possibly can and not being in the office at the same time. So today is a Wednesday and I'm here on my own. It's been good, productive, certainly more productive than it is working from home. I think anybody listening to this that does work from home and is able to do it as efficiently as they do when they're in the office, please tell me your secrets, because I personally find at home there's too many distractions and it's just hard to be as productive. Whereas in the office, you've got all of the equipment around you need, printers, scanners, computers, phones, and it's a much more productive working environment. So if you are being very productive at home, then I'd like to congratulate you. I'd like to say that the brokerage market for us is still very busy. Even in this lockdown period, I think we've actually agreed 3/4 deals between Jamie, myself and Sophie, which is really, really good. We are restricted at the moment with the guidelines from the British Marine Federation that we can't actually allow clients to view boats. So we've been keeping up with technology and doing virtual viewings, which, as I'm sure you'll hopefully see on our Facebook channels and Instagram and our group sites. So that's really, really good. So yeah, we're busy really, and that's really good. We're trying to line up some Axopar deals for 2021. Jamie has a Axopar 37 in build at the moment, which we are going to hand over prior to Christmas, which is really, really good news. So we're looking forward to that. And we have exciting news of the Axopar 22, which was officially launched to the press last week in Helsinki. I wasn't able to attend, but from what I've spoken to colleagues that have been there, it sounds like it's a really, really cool product. And I can't wait to see that boat in the UK. If you're looking or considering an Axopar 22 by any chance, get in contact quick, because we don't have many. Allocation of those boats for next year is very, very low for international dealers. And we've actually only got two, and one of those is already under offer. So if you are thinking of Axopar 22, be quick. On the new Sunseeker side, there's loads to talk about, and there's definitely some content here for new podcast coming through. You'll see potentially in the press that Sunseeker are announcing the Famous Five, so five new models coming out in January. And what I'll do is, in a forthcoming podcast, we'll definitely talk about those in a bit more detail. I'm due to be in Paul in a couple of weeks looking at one of those new models, which is the Predator 55 Evo. And that's going to be really, really exciting, building on the success of the Predator 50. With a bigger aft cockpit and lots of new interior changes. So that's going to be really exciting. So yeah, we're definitely keeping really busy. We're trying to keep family safe as well. Since my last podcast, we've had another child as a family. So that's kept us on our toes. And he was born, little Harry, on the 27th of October. So he's joined the other two, Joseph and Poppy. So we've got a full set now, which is definitely keeping us busy. We've also, on a personal side of it, had a COVID scare. So we didn't have any symptoms or anything like that, but we all decided to have a test because we'd been in a hospital with a new baby, and we actually came back that Poppy, little girl, was positive, which was really, really surprised us, and obviously had ripples throughout our family because we'd seen grandparents with a new baby and a worrying couple of days where everyone got tested. But thankfully, touch wood, everyone's okay, we're staying safe. And I think if you could take anything from this podcast, it just makes you realize that you can never be too careful. And I agree that we've got to get things going, keep going, which is what we're doing. But equally, I'm sure lots of us have got nearest and dearest and loved ones, and now is the time to be careful, certainly as we leave this lockdown period moving towards Christmas. I think we all need to stop and think about what we're up to. But that's enough of that, because I know it's a very diverse topic, the COVID, but like about talking about the EU. Maybe we need to talk about the EU in a minute, because we're getting more and more questions about what's going to happen with the tax paid boats. going forward. I think it might be sensible to do a podcast with somebody from a tax expert to see what their take is on it. So maybe that's a good one for forthcoming. The other thing I'd like to mention, if you're still listening by now, is definitely go over to the Sunseeker London Group YouTube channel, because in the last few weeks, Harry Tiger Doyle has been working really, really well with Sunseeker International and done some great content. And even for me as a dealer, it's been great to watch some of his videos, because Sean Robertson is doing some really in-depth talk-throughs of these new models. And it's a really, really good way of getting to grips with what they're all about and what's coming out. So please go over there and don't forget to subscribe. It's really, really important that for these YouTube channels, we get subscribers. And I think more and more people don't do it. And it's really easy. Google how to subscribe to a YouTube channel. As long as you've got a Google account or a YouTube account, you can do it. It's really, really easy. And it's a great way of keeping up to date with the content that gets published. So please go over and do that. Whilst you're on YouTube, also go and look at our One Marine website, our One Marine channel. We've got some new content on there. We've got a new video coming out this week, actually, which will be good, on a Princess 42, which we're working with a new videographer chap in Torquay, who's a really nice guy called Matt Wright Films. And he and I and all of us are working together to produce some nice quality content of boats we've got for sale. So yeah, have a look at that. And yeah, just keep, thank you for listening. Keep listening to this podcast and don't forget to subscribe. I'm going to keep the content coming as much as I possibly can in the next few weeks. Stay safe, everybody, and look after yourselves, look after your nearest and dearest, and keep busy. And if, remember, if you are working from home productively, please let me know how to do it, because I need to know. But for now, I'm going to sign off, keep this one short and sweet. And we'll speak to you soon. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. Go and follow me on Instagram @SunseekerTom. Thanks very much.